What does it mean when we say something should be built for living in? Right? We've talked about what dira means, and we talked about the size of the space, but when we say that it has to be hukaf ledira, built for living in, or enclosed for living in, what exactly does that, it doesn't mean built for, it's really enclosed for living in. What exactly does that mean? So, I refer you to the three hukaf ledira sheet three at this point. The Gemara in Ervin Chatal and Aleph, source Aleph. Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel, Karfif Yosef Beis Hasayim Shalom Hukaf Ledira, Ketzad Hu Oseh. If you have this space that's overly large, what do you, and it's not Hukaf Ledira, what do you do? Poreitz Bo Pirtza Yosef Me Eser. First thing you have to do is knock down your wall. Make a gap, right, in the wall, a significant gap. V'godro Umamido Al Eser Umoter. And then fence it in enough that your gap is less than Eser, right? And then you are going to be fine. So that's the requirement that shows that you actually have to have your house first, your dira first, and then wall it in. Right? Because he said you had to, otherwise you could have just, you know, start living there and you're fine.
This is the same idea as Pasuk.
This is exactly that idea. Correct. The Levush suggests that this is because we get it from the Mishkan in source base. And by the time I was putting the source sheet together, it was very late, and therefore I wasn't going to bring you all the fun sources I could add to it. But just show you the Levush. Levush says, Uman Nikra Mukaf Ledira. What is Mukaf Ledira? Zemakum Shaloa Yemukaf Betchila. It was originally not Hukaf. Ubanabobez Dira Be'achka Hakifo. First you made the Dira, then you fenced it in, and he gives you the Rechava as well. And then at the end of the second line, he says, Venirali, Taima Dahachinami Yalfinami Mishkan. We learn this from the Mishkan too, not just the size, and not just our definition of dira, but also the requirement of the order. Shekein haisaka maso b'midbar, because that's what you did in the midbar. Hekimu ha-mishkan, dahinu ha-krashim shalo ha-moe t'chila, they first would put up the mishkan, right? Remember this story of the travel in b'midbar and, you know, and so on, balozcha? So first, Krashim Shalom Moed, and then V'abeis Dira Shasham Mal Nishkina. That's the dwelling where Hashem is going to be. V'achar Kach Hikifuhu B'Klayim, and then they surrounded it. So first you have your Mishkan, and then you have your outer barrier. Granted, he now says, I know what you're going to say. Right? What you're going to tell me is our definition of a space that's not Hukaf Ledira is the Mishkan. So how can you use it as an example of how we create a dira? To which he responds, okay, fine, it's not, but you know, the Tosef Shabbos on this, if you look at the one you can get on Hebrew books, it's page 187 of the PDF, suggests that the Levush means that we define dira based on the process used in the Mishkan. Not based on the Mishkan, but based on the process that we're familiar with there. I do wonder a little bit from the Gemara in Brachos Nun Hei, right, with Moshe and Bezalel, where Moshe gives them the instructions for the Kelim, right, and then for the Mishkan, and Bezalel is deemed as being correct in having them build the walls first and then put in the Kelim. So I wonder a little bit about the interplay between that and this. Nonetheless,
at the end of the year, we're going to make a list of all of these machlokot that have done arguing what happened in the Mishkan.
Yes, that sounds like a fine idea.
How many marketplaces? Where's there a marketplace in Machane Shekhinah?
Right. So, an interesting note regarding this, which really I could have put anywhere in the shir, but I thought I would put it here because we're talking about Pasach L'Vesof Hukaf. What about windows? Do windows count as an opening into my yard from my house, such that I could call creating a window as pasach?
Modern windows are...
So take a look at source Gimel. Look at the Bir Halacha. Osha pasach lo pasach, if you open an entrance into it. I am a prima goddam shemistapik lomar de'efshar dehu adin chalon. Prima Gadim says, you know, could be a window we count to. Ube MS, in truth, after Be'elio Rabo over Olas Shabbos, Kafima Sheviu Mabit, Mashma Dua Din Chalonos, he says the Olas Shabbos and the Elio Rabo, as brought from the Mabit, think that, yeah, windows do work as well. Mikomakom Zeo Dover Chadash. Ube Shaslon is Garak Pesach. The Gemara didn't say anything about windows, only said doors. They had windows. We've discussed them plenty. Vieish Lomar did Davka Pesach. He says it could be really just a door. Because opening the door there really shows you plan to use the space beyond it. Windows tend to be for light, right? The whole discussion in the Gemara about, you know, if you build opposite somebody else's window. And further, it really isn't so useful. As, you know, as an entrance, what are you going to do with it? Well, Mikra Yadeza, heck of Lashem Dira. He says, good for you, Prima Godim, for saying, I don't know. But he says, even if we're going to say that this works, he says, if you're using it just to look at and see how things are, no, that does not, that doesn't work. That's not called pasach in any meaningful way into it. Okay, so I thought that was interesting. Really, it didn't belong in this spot in particular, but I didn't know where else to put it in Ashir, so I put it in there. But questions regarding the order of Pasach, Ulubasof, Hukaf. So, what if you intended to use it for Dira, but you enclosed it before actually building a Dira? It's an interesting question. So the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Chav Dalet, which we already saw, Rav Nachman, right, said, if it's not hukaf ladira, make yourself a hole more than 10 amos and then fence it in. Rashi writes on that in Source Dalid, karfev yosef beis hashayim shalo hukaf ladira, if it was not enclosed for dira, v'achrechein bana etzlo dira, and then you built the dira, v'arminan lekaman, the hukaf shalo dira, l'besof pasach lo pesach, dira's beis alo mahani. Rashi says, not hukaf ladira, and then you built the dira. Right? That's his answer. That's his explanation of lo hukaf ladira. It wasn't hukaf, and then you built a house. Clear? It's simple. It's straightforward. There's no chiddush in this until you see the Rambam. The Rambam's wording in Source Hay is makom shehukaf shelo l'shem dira. It was hukaf for a purpose other than, or not for the purpose of, living in. And then, in parts of appearance, etc., v'gadar ba l'shem dira. So all you have to do is break a hole in it, and then fence it in l'shem dira, with dira in mind. In other words, Rashi took the Gemara as it's written, which is, there has to be a building there. The Rambam says, all you need is intent. So which one do I follow? So the answer, of course, is it's a machlokes. The Me'iri rules similarly to the Rambam. If you take a look at Source Vav, he says, as we've already seen, it's specifically where you make your opening from the house into the area and then fence it in. So you demonstrated that you intended to be for dira. Notice, l'shem. He says, even if you just have a granary there, that already demonstrates that you wanted to be able to go to the granary and not for the sake of just enclosing the yard. However, if you enclose it and there is no entrance, he says, then your thoughts won't work. If there's no opening. You have to have a dira there first. But then look at his umikomakom. Umikomakom ye royally, but it appears to me, that if he enclosed it, thinking about the entrance, but he doesn't want to build he wants to enclose it first, because if he builds his building first and only afterwards encloses it, he is going to be vulnerable. So if someone says, I fully intend to have a house here that's going to open into the yard, but I'd rather, you know, put my fence around my yard first, ain't zema akev, that's okay. He's happy with the Rambam's intent where there's a practical reason to do it that way. It's sort of a modified Rambam.
It's like L'chatchila, like Rashi, but if you can do Rambam, it's all good.
Yeah. That's the idea. The Nesira Shabbos notes in Yud Beis Ha'aret Hezvav, this argument is not going to work if you already fenced it in before there was any intent to live there, and now you're trying to fix it. That isn't going to help you. You have to have this kind of an argument available to you. So the Magid Mishnah says on this, he notes the Rambam and he says, I'm sorry, I don't get it. Rabbeinu kasav meimar kipashta. V'nir midvarav shakol tolei bekavonas hagidarim im nasu al da'az dira. V'nir she'i esher she'toi al kavonaso elen keino yed bedaito lazas mimenu bayis ra'oi lidor. Avam haya daito lekarfei v'nu samuch lebeis dira. Actually, I'm not sure. I thought he was disagreeing with the Rambam. And other people quote him as disagreeing with the Rambam, but I'm not sure he is. He says, "V'nira she'yesh she'tolak kavanaso elam kein haya b'daito lasmenu bayis roi lidur." Right? He says, your intent can't help unless you intended to make a house for dwelling in. Avalam haya b'daito lekar feif. Ve'eno samuch lebeis dira hayach yomer Rabbeinu shegedei rasa l'shem dira yo'il. But if he intended only to have a kar feif and not have it near a beis dira, then intending that it should be for living in doesn't help you. V'umachavin l'davar she'yesher. He's intending something that's not possible.
People recording him to say you have to have a house there first.
Yeah, that intent is not enough. But what is it? What is he saying? He says intent can't work unless you intended to have a house for dwelling in. If your intent was to dwell there, but not to have a house, it won't work. Okay. But if you do plan to have a house there?
He didn't waste his samuch, though. It's not even in.
But what no, I think this is the... Right, now this is... I think this episode in the Achronim was that the Magen Mishnah agrees with the Rambam about Kavana.
Yeah.
But thinks that you need to also build the house. Or the Chazon Ish goes farther and says that once you've built... even before the house is built...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because even if he thinks about Kavana, there's still two ways you could read it, right?
But one is he disagreeing with the Rambam? The Rambam would have said the same thing.
Right, no, I don't think he's disagreeing with the Rambam. I think it's done in some of the more in the more contemporary people is to say that they both Chazon Ish and the Magen Mishnah agree with the Rambam, but they disagree with the Rambam met. Does it mean that Kavana helps to change the order? Right, but you still need to get that house in?
Yeah, the Prima Gadim sides with the Magen Mishnah. So that intent, as I wrote it up here, that intent does not help. But he seems to think that does.
It does. He just seems to think that you need to build the house in the end. Remember that until the house is built, you couldn't use it.
And let me show you what the Mishnah Berurah does.
Right. But that distinction still, right? I think that's how the Chazon Ish writes. He takes it even farther. Right? If I remember correctly.
Take a look what we're doing with the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion and yeah, I'm not clear. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Source Ches, Vida, Dim Chasha Veferush, Besha Shehikif Lamakum Hazeh, Sheyivne Bobayis Acharkach, Vakarfev Hu Hazeh Yehikmo Chatzar. He intends to build a house, and the Karfev is going to become a yard. Oh, b'shabayis bana mitchila, or he built a house first. V'acharkach he kept b'sof habayis, and then he enclosed it. V'chashav b'shasa hekev sheyiftach acharkach pesach b'bayis lo sotzad, and then he's planning, I'm going to open a door into this yard from the house, which was not open before. Kedesh sheyachol yishamish b'karpif letzarech habayis. Efsher sheyesh lahakiv v'lomar demikri mukaf l'dira, sher hekev oso l'shem dira. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a house there, or you are planning on building a house there, your intention is sufficient. Right? That's what he says. Which I think is the Rambam. And I would have taken as the Magen Mishnah also. Now take a look at Shaar HaTzion. On this Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Prima Gadim, as well as the Graz, Balatanya, Lo Mashmakein, Uchadivrehem Nishma Mechadushay HaRashba B'Shalei Perk Beis B'Maisa De'Avarnaka. He says, we're lenient, even though the Rashba doesn't seem to agree with us. Because the Rambam seems to think that Kavana is sufficient, as long as it's intent for living in. He says, the implication is that since he fences it in, or fixes the fence with intent, shemeate olav shein dira, that it should have the title of dira. Ve'mutu l'tal delba, and it's going to be permissible to carry. There sagi, that's sufficient. Ve'achilo mechzik karmelis, because it won't look like a karmelis. Ve'af deharav hamagid palig olav. That's what I'm getting confused by. The Magid Mishnah, he says, disagreed. Mikomakom pashtus hashas, as well as Rabbi Yochanan Rif, the Eshkol, the Riaz, I should say, mashma gam kein to lo ba'iran kol hani tenoi hamus karim ba'machaber. Ukmosh yiru b'zebal chuas chayin, ma'isir rokeach, ayin sham. So, I'm not sure what it is that he's saying the Magid Mishnah is disagreeing with. I think this requires a little more examination. Ve'avim ninkat to lo kia Rambam, Mikomakom b'dinu didan, near the gam harav hamagid, mitzadid lahakil, kemen shachashe b'ferish l'shem tashmish. He says, fundamentally, the Magid Mishnah would agree.
Right, that's how the Sharitin understands it. But the Magid Mishnah thinks that the Sharitin thinks, the Magid Mishnah thinks, that according to the Rambam, you don't even need to build the house yet. Right, if I'm...
Once you intend, and you wall it in, you're good.
Right, meaning...
I should have the house eventually.
Eventually, but I'm in the middle of building a complex, but I don't need the house because the kavanah is all you need. The Magid Mishnah said that isn't right. And the Sharitim said, but the Magid Mishnah will agree to the Rambam that it'll help the order.
But how does that fit the wording of the Magid Mishnah?
Right.
Didn't say that.
Well, that's what he's understanding. He's saying it's. Right,
I want to come back to this.
But I think that's the Sharitian's understanding it. Right, that he's saying the Magid Mishnah will agree that Kavanah helps for the order, but he understands the Rambam is saying you don't even need to have built the house yet for it to be mutter. I think that's how he's understanding it. He's saying even the Magid Mishnah will be modan for the order. Right? I'm pretty sure that's he's understanding. That's, and the Chazanish sides with the simple read of the Rambam, which is that, right, if I'm in the middle of building a complex, so even before I've built the house, right, I can still temporarily, without any house-like structure, carry in the courtyard. Right? Because the courtyard was defined as Lajira based on the Kavana.
I want to come back and see this. I'm missing something. If I get a chance to look it over, I'd like to. I hear what you're saying. I need to go back to the wording. All right, the other question that's left here that I wanted to mention is, what if the wall of the area is also the wall of a house, but there is no opening yet? The wall of the overall karfeif.
One side is a house.
Yeah, but there's no opening at this stage. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Mabid in Source Yud, "Demecha mitzidei akarfif hu batim chashivi kosle batim mukof ledira afagav shenasu lesocho." Even though the walls were made for their interior space, nonetheless, he's already willing to call that mukof ledira without an opening. That's a very interesting controversy in its own right. The Nesivah Shabbos believes that the Mabid is siding with the Rambam that intent to open there is sufficient. And that's the idea that he's suggesting is going on here. It's not that you never intend to, but...
Right, because if you never intend to, very weird. Like, I use the back of my house as a wall, and suddenly, magically, it's Ladira. I don't ever intend to, you know.
Right. So, there are other cases to discuss that I just knocked off, because I figured we have too much here already.
Was it the Hagos Ashri that if you're near, it doesn't need to be open into the house?
Yeah, when I said Samuch,
Right, we did put that right.
I think so. I didn't mention the Agos Ashri per se, but
yeah, that's his position, which right.
What if the area is hukaf ledira, not with a house, but at the use of the space is dira? But you don't have a house per se. Does the order then matter? So Chazon Ish has a discussion about that in Peches Chavav. What if the house collapses? You walled it and everything was done right. The house collapsed. Isn't this space now a karif from shul hukaf ledira? The Sinisiva Shabbos has a discussion about that in Parakid Beis, Ha'ara Yud Aleph. But the
Toled on the Machlokas Rambam and...
I don't remember.
Right, because according to the Chazon
Ish. It should have, yes. Right. I mean, I believe he did, actually.
Right,
sorry.
The Chazon Ish is about the Rima Derek Thoreau. He says, look, yeah. Before I built the house, yeah.
No,
I
think he does, and that's the logical thing to do. Okay. Next, I had mentioned Derech Agav before, that if the Karfeith is less than Sasayim, smaller than the Art of the Mishkan, but not Hukaf Lidira, it also has an aspect of Karmelis. It is a Rishus Hayahid, in the sense that you are allowed to carry inside it. However, if it's beside my house, I can't transport from a Rishus Hayachid into it. So if somebody transports from a Rishus Hayachid into such a Karfeith that is smaller than Sasayim that is not for dwelling in, those Kalim are frozen. They may not go from there into an adjacent such Rishus. And the Gemara on this was from Peites Amud Aleph. I brought it for you in Source Yud Aleph, the Mishnah there. It's the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Tes, Kol Gagos. Right, did you get to this?
Yes.
Okay. So, Kol Gagos e'ir Rishus Achas, all the roofs are considered to be one domain, as long as they're all of similar heights, Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chacham omrim kol echad ve'echad Rishus b'fnei atzmo. The Chacham disagree and say each one is its own Rishus. You may not go from one roof to the other. And Rabbi Shimon says, Echad Gagos, Chatzeros, Karfefos, Rishus, Echad l'kelim sheshavsu l'selchan, v'lo l'kelim sheshavsu b'selchabayis. He says these roofs, yards, and Karfefos are all considered to be joined to each other, but not to the houses that abut them. You may not transport from the house into these spaces. It's a three-way machlokas. So there's a machlokas we've shown him in explaining Rabbi Shimon's view. Rashi writes, and I brought it for you here in source Yud Beis. It's Rashi from Chaf Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom. He says, I'm going to say it outside in the interests of time, that Rabbi Shimon is saying that even if Kalim get from the house into your small Karfif Chatzir roof, you may not transport them into the adjacent one, because the house and the Karfif are fundamentally different Rishuyos, even if they are owned by one person. The implication of that, and what people take away from Rashi, is that even an Eruv won't work. I cannot make an Eruv for this space. It's not like where there are two Rishuyos Hayachid that are owned by different people and they merge them. This is a different thing. This isn't about merging ownership. This is considered a quasi-carmelis. Got it? Rambam disagrees. If you take a look at the Rambam, which I brought you in Yud Gimel, Hilchos Erev in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yuches, Kol Gagos Ha'ir, Afal Pisha Zeh Gavov Zeh Namoch, right, unlike Rabbi Meir, Imkol Chatzeros, Imkol Karfefa, Shehukfu Shlo L'Shem Dira, Shem Echolecha Ben Yeser Al Beis Asayim, so they're small, not for Dira. He says, Kulan Rishus Achaz Hein, Umbetalten Bechulan Velo Eruv, Kelim Sheshavzu Besochan, they're all one Rishus, in other words, he's siding with Rabbi Shimon, right? You can transport among them without any Eruv. Avolo Kelim Sheshavzu Besochabayis, but not the ones that were in the house. Ela in Kain Irvu. Unless they make an Eruv. And then he goes on, and in your test, he gives you an example of, you had a Kli that was in the yard, so with an Eruv, without an Eruv, you're fine, as long as it doesn't go into one of the houses. And in Chaf, he says, and if you had a Kli that was in the house, and then you brought it out into the yard, then it's frozen there. You may not bring it into the other yards, unless they all, you know, make Eruv and fine. But the Rashi's view is, Eruv isn't going to help. It's a Karmelis. The Rambam's view is that an Eruv will, in fact, be acceptable. But that's this issue of the space that is smaller than Beis Hasayim, but not Hukaf Ladira. It has Karfeif status, has Karmelis status for this purpose. So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ayin Beis, in fact, rules its source, Yud Dalid. Gagin v'chatzeos v'karfeifos kulin rishus achas heim l'kem shashasu b'selchosh shemut l'talto mizel hazeh, just like the Rambam. He says, even if you made an Eruv, right, you with your other members of the yard, we're not worried that people are going to make a mistake and transport from the Karfeif into the house or from the house into the Karfeif. So he writes, The Mishnah Berurah on that in Shin Ayin Beis Yates, and I don't know why I didn't bring it on the sheet, I meant to, says that you're not allowed to transport kalim from a house into a karfeif, and if they were brought in by an hakum, you may not transport them into another karfeif. Maybe I felt like I wasn't really adding anything, and that's why I didn't bring it. I don't know. But either way, and see the Sharet Zion in Shin Ayin Beis Yates as well, Mishnah Berurah enforces it, and the Bir Halacha O Legag on this understands that this is Asur, even if there is an Eruv like Rashi. The meaning that...
And also, a few of Shalat Amachas, because that's the, right. The corollary to that.
Correct. Even if it's the same person's thing.
Right. And according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have to do anything if it's your roof and your house.
Right.
Right. It is about Eruv, then it's owned by one person, there's no problem at all.
Correct. So the Bir Halacha says, this is the view you should follow, is Rashi's view. So that's an important thing to understand. When we keep talking about Yosef Beis Asayim, that's not the be-all and end-all. There's also this Pachos Beis Asayim issue. Last point, and frankly the one that people spend the most time on when discussing Hukaf Ladira, but sorry. And it's going to have to be discussed more when we do more with Tzuras HaPesach and City Erevin and so forth, but at least you have to mention the issue, is Nifritzela Makam HaAsrullah. Source Tesvav, the Gemara there has a brisa talking about some poor mavoi. Tana Rabbanan, Lashon Yam Anichnas L'Chatzer, Tana Mavoi, it's a Chatzer, sorry. Lashon Yam Anichnas L'Chatzer, Eimim Ala Neimenu B'Shamas, Adam Ken Yesh Lo Mechitza Gavo Asar Tvachem. If there is an extension of the sea that is flowing into a yard, you may not fill up water from it on Shabbos, unless you have a Mechitza. B'Amed Dvar Mamurim, Shepherd Saso B'Yosem Ayasar, Abba Basar Ein Sarach Klum. It depends on how big the gap is within the wall. Fine. So the Gemara then says on the Braisa, I don't understand. You're telling me that don't transport from the water into the yard, right? Don't take water. But that implies that I'm allowed to transport in general in the yard, even though I have this big gaping hole into the sea. Don't we have a principle that if your yard opens into a space where you're not allowed to transport, then you're not allowed to transport in the yard either? So my answer is like Gidude. It's where there are Gidude, which Rashi takes the view to mean that there is a low fence just under the water. But there is. You do have a Sarat Fahim. But that's the issue of Nifrat Salamakama Asurla. If you have a domain in which you should theoretically be able to carry, but it opens into a space where you're not able to carry, then you're not allowed to carry even in yours. Even though you have your three walls, and even three walls and change, doesn't make a difference. And this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Tezayin. Mavoi, that was what I was thinking, Mavoi. Mavoi shenifras b'milua l'chatzer. The Mavoi opens into the yard. If it opens into a rechava that is less than sasayim, o yoser al sasayim behukif ladira, or more than sasayim, but fenced in for dwelling. Dino kill the nifras l'chatzer. That's like it's open into a yard. Avalim yisera al sasayim velo hook for ladira. But if it opens into a karfeif that's more than sasayim and is not ladira, havikilu nifras l'karmelis v'tzarech tikun. Then it is as though it is in fact open into a karmelis, and now you have a problem. And the issue is, I have a city which has one of these big parks in it. The park is not fenced in. Like a lot of the questions that we discuss about karfeif don't affect the whole city. We think, because they're fenced in. There's a whole other discussion about whether fencing in is good or bad. But let's say the cemetery, for example, has a wall around it. But what if you just have an open park? What if you have an open pond? And if you consider that not hukaf ladira, you can wreck your entire city that way. So that's the that's why this is such a major thorn for city Erevin. Clear? Somewhat? So you understand what I mean when I said like I could have used a couple more days to really get this down? But hopefully this is somewhat helpful in getting our feet wet, so to speak, or dirty with flowers or something. I don't know. In Hukaf Ladira. Yes.